Gosh, it figures. I get home, my cable internet is down. It would happen that I set up a meeting with Illinois SFO representative Lisa to get their new site up and live. It's a pretty neat organization. It's the Illinois, I guess, chapter of the Secular Franciscan Order. It's a pretty neat group. Anyway, I also had a decent meeting with the Knights of Columbus, and it seems I have now more responsibility. Anyone happen to want to buy tickets to win some awesome prizes, including a car, vacations to Ireland and Disneyland, or even the lowest prize of a snowblower for only $1 a raffle ticket? Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to sell these, but apparently I'm put in charge of everybody else selling them too. So, rock on. I guess it's all about service, and that's what I will do. So now is also day two of the consecration Our Lady that I'm attempting for the third time. Though controversial, I'm using the Consecration to Mary book from Angelus Press, which is ran by SSPX. It seems to me that it has all the, you know, right things. It seems to be in order and legit from what I'm reading so far. It's very helpful to me personally because it's very structured on things to meditate on things to pray on, and I work really well in structure. I also have the 1962 Daily Missal from Angelus Press, and it's pretty awesome. Even Father Z said so. So I was spending the night reading and praying, which isn't all that bad, and sorry, Lisa, I didn't mean to break our agreement on work for your site, but my cable internet service had other plans. So with so many books left to read, what should I continue with? Thinking about Screwtape Letters or Death of a Pope. Have you read them? Anywho, in the words of Father Seraphim Bishoner, farewell, peace, and good.